There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
Journey and I spent the night talking over our options. She knows I still want to get to the dam, but for now we both agree staying here for a while is best. Not only can we restore our bodies here, there's a chance we could find some useful information about everything. I think out of all of it, though, is giving Hope some time to be a baby and not worry every second about every little sound. Sarah showed up this morning to spend some time with Journey. They both said they'd watch Hope, so I could go explore a little bit and see how this place works. I was hesitant at first, but I trust Journey. Hope definitely seems to like her.
Hey, Brian. How'd you sleep?
Oh, hey, John. I slept pretty good. It's been a while since I slept that long.
I bet. Where's Journey and Hope?
Oh, they're with Sarah. She came by this morning to catch up with Journey.
That's good. She was pretty worried about her, especially after hearing about Kevin and Michael.
I knew she had family, but she never talked about it.
That's not surprising. Are you just looking around?
Yeah. I figured since we'll be staying for a while, I might as well check this place out.
Oh, I'll show you around if you want. I was actually on my way to meet up with Brandon. I'll give you the tour on the way.
You're not too busy?
Nah, I'm what you'd call a structural security inspector. I go around checking all the surrounding walls and buildings for weak points and reinforce them.
Oh, so are you like an engineer or something?
More like a contractor. I never did any schooling for it, but I've built pretty much my whole life. I work with another guy who's technically in charge of most of the work.
Who's that?
Oh, Garrett. He's getting a list ready for a materials run. I'll introduce you to him later.
Okay. This place is huge. I still can't believe how many people are here.
Yeah. We've definitely got a variety. Some old, some young, but everyone helps out where they can.
I bet it took a while for everyone to get organized.
Not really. Everyone here already had a like-minded way of thinking, so it came together pretty quick.
I see you guys have some crops going. Is that enough to keep everyone fed?
No, we had to loot most of the surrounding areas to collect any non-perishable food we could find. We mostly grow potatoes, lettuce, spinach, zucchini, and really anything we can use to make hearty meals.
With all that, you can make a really good stew.
Oh, we do. Sam's actually a really good cook. You'll probably find out soon. Oh, hey, it's Julie. How's it going, Julie?
Oh, hey, John. Hey, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
I take it Journey is with Sarah? I haven't seen either of them yet.
Yeah, they wanted to catch up.
Are they watching Hope too?
Yeah, Journey said she'd watch her so I could look around.
I see you've got John as a guide. You guys going to meet up with Brandon?
Yeah, I've got to fill him in on our list for materials.
Mind if I tag along? I have to give him our list for farming equipment.
It's not like we can stop you if you're going in the same direction.
Oh, ha ha.
Hey, Julie, can you take our list as well?
Sure thing, David.
Who's that?
That's David. He's part of the farming group. He's kind of got a thing for Julie.
Oh?
I kind of feel sorry for him.
Why?
She's not into him in the slightest.
Sorry about that. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Let's get going.
So, how long have you and Journey been traveling together?
A couple of weeks now. We had to hold out for a while due to the injuries I had when she found me.
And before that, it was just you and Hope?
Yeah. We were alone for pretty much the whole thing.
No wonder you seem so on edge. You're not really used to being around people.
Yeah. When it all started, people went insane. So it was best to stay away from them.
I can only imagine. A lot of people left when it all started. Some of them left for safe zones, and others went to find their families. The rest of us felt safer here, so we did what we could.
I just hope they made it to where they felt safe.
Here we are. We use this building for our command center. Brandon and Cameron should be inside.
Well, let's get in there.
No, we've got to stay as far away as possible. We can't risk them finding you guys. Keep us updated on the situation.
Brandon, how's the cleanup going?
I'll check now, sir. I just checked in with our scouts. All is clear on their side.
Good. Keep me posted on any moves they spot. We need to stay ahead of the game on this.
Yes, sir. I need a report. How's the cleanup going?
Everybody roll. Ah, John, right on time. I see you brought company.
Hey, Cameron. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Julie. Radio back. What can I do for you guys?
We brought the list you wanted.
Good. Anything else?
Nope. Everything else is in great condition. Once we get the last of the equipment on the list, we should be on point for everything.
Perfect. Everything seems to be going as planned.
Sir? Oh, hey, guys. Sir, the cleanup crew is almost done. They're going to radio back once they are finished.
Great. I can handle the rest from here. Why don't you go catch up with your friends?
I was actually going to ask if you had a minute to chat.
Sure. I'll send him your way when we're done.
Okay.
We'll go meet up with Journey.
All right. Meet you back there.
We shouldn't be long. Let Journey know I'll be back soon.
Will do.
I take it you've made a decision?
Yeah. We talked it over last night.
We've got to stop meeting like this.
Hey, Sarah.
You didn't talk Journey's ear off, did you?
No. We just talked about the good old days. You know, like when things were simpler.
How's she doing?
How would you be doing after all that?
She still hasn't talked about it, huh?
No. Come on in.
Hey, guys. It's good to see you.
Always good to see you.
You seem a lot more rested today.
You settling in all right?
Yeah. It was nice not having to sleep with one eye open. Where's Brian?
Oh, Brian is still talking to Cameron, but he'll be back soon.
Ah, okay. So is there anything I can do to help out?
At the moment, no.
We're waiting until the next supply run. When that is done, we could use your help organizing the supplies.
All right, I'd love to help.
I need to know more about how you made it. If you feel up to talking?
Yeah, we'd all like to know. But we also understand if you're not ready.
Let's not pressure her, you guys. Sorry about that.
It's not a problem. I don't know if I'll ever be ready, though.
Well, we are here for you, whenever you are.
Yeah.
No pressure.
You guys should sit down.
Okay.
All right.
It started as a typical normal day. Kevin was in the garage working on his car, Michael was watching cartoons, and I was doing the dishes. I heard the TV click over to the emergency alert. At first, I thought it was just a normal test, but then they said it wasn't. I stopped what I was doing and sat next to Michael. We watched as they told us what was going on, Multiple news crews across the country were all reporting on riots and people going insane. I didn't know it had gotten that bad until one of the reporters had been attacked.
You saw it all happen?
Yeah, I still couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then the group that attacked started ripping them apart. I covered Michael's eyes. My heart started pounding so hard it felt like it was going to burst out my chest. Kevin came in and saw what was happening. He also heard the alert on his radio. He looked scared, the most afraid I've ever seen him. He said we should pack up and head to his father's place, that we'd be safer there. So we packed all the essentials and tried to call him. Kevin tried multiple times, but there was no answer. Michael was so quiet, I knew he didn't understand what was happening. I told him that everything was going to be all right, that we were going to see Grandpa and to not worry. He didn't say a word. He was in shock. I think we all were.
We were also in shock. It seemed like something out of a horror film.
So, what happened next?
We started packing everything into my car. We had almost everything. Kevin was grabbing the last bag as one of our neighbors came out of their house. He didn't look normal. He was covered in blood. I called out to him to see if he was okay, but he didn't answer. He just turned and looked at us with this blank look on his face. He let out a scream and then began to run at us. He collided with Michael and I, knocking us to the ground. I was trying to keep him away from Michael as Kevin came running out. He ran and tackled him off of us. I quickly got up and put Michael in the car. As I turned around, I saw Kevin underneath him. He was biting at him like some crazed feral animal. I tried to get him off of Kevin, but he was strong, a lot stronger than I thought. That's when he lunged down and tore into Kevin's throat. Kevin screamed and choked out for us to run, to get to safety. Then I saw more people running at us. I was horrified. I couldn't move. Everything looked like it was in slow motion. My ears were ringing so loud, the only thing that snapped me out of it was Michael crying. I got in the car and started it. Everything was all wrong. The man who attacked Kevin stopped and came after us, smashing into the car trying to get at us. I slammed the car into reverse down our driveway as the man leaped onto the hood, smashing at the windows with his hands. Michael cried out for Kevin, saying, "We had to get Daddy." I looked out to see Kevin standing up and look right at us. Then he sprinted at us, breaking through the driver's window. Biting into my shoulder, I hit the gas, throwing him from the car.
He turned that quick?
Yes, it seemed like an instant.
But you guys got away. Let her finish.
If it's too much, we can stop.
No. No, it's fine. We got a few blocks away when I noticed Michael was silent. I saw him with his eyes closed, and I kept calling for him, telling him, "We'll be fine." But he didn't respond. I stopped the car to check on him when I noticed he had scratches down his arms and his legs. I tried waking him. His eyes shot open, but they weren't his eyes anymore. They were vacant and expressionless. I figured he was in shock, so I held him close, telling him it will be all right. He gave a whimpering moan as his teeth sunk into my collarbone. I pulled away, and he grabbed my arm, biting down once again. I managed to get out of the car, and I noticed even more people tearing down the street for us. I didn't know what to do, so I ran. I ran as fast as I could. Everything in my body burned. Breathing hurt like hell. I ran until I couldn't run anymore. I couldn't do anything. I watched as I lost both of the ones I loved leave and become something else. I left them.
We're so, so sorry.
I have to go.
Let it out. It's okay. We're here for you. Just let it all out.
It's okay.
I knew something like that was what was bothering her. I couldn't imagine the pain she felt, and no wonder she didn't tell me. I don't think I could comfort her the way her friends did. I should leave them alone for a while longer. She needs them right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We've all been through hell. It's the norm for the world these days. Haunted by the past, seeking a light at the end of the tunnel, hoping someday it can all finally disappear. That little bit of normalcy coming back to our lives. I stood outside for a good half hour, and then John stepped outside. He noticed me and walked over.
Hey, Brian. You heading in?
Yeah, in a couple minutes. Everything okay?
Yeah, we were just catching up with Journey.
I figured as much. I was trying to give you guys some space.
I take it you heard, didn't you?
Yeah. I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but now it all makes sense. Don't worry. I'll still wait for her to talk to me about it.
It's fine. She really needed to let it out. She's a strong woman, but even she can break. I'm just glad you were there to help her get to us.
I feel like she helped me more than anything. I just wish there's more I could do for her.
You're doing the one thing that can help her. You're there for her. That's enough. Promise me one thing, though.
What's that?
Please continue to look after each other. She needs the both of you more than you realize. Hope really does seem to brighten her up and give her some peace of mind.
You didn't even have to ask. But I promise, I'll always be there for her.
Good. You're a good guy, Brian. I hope you stick around. How'd it go with Cameron?
Well, I told him we'd stick around for a while and help out where we can. He asked if I'd be willing to go with him on tomorrow's supply run.
Oh? What did you say?
I told him I'd have to talk with Journey to make sure she could watch Hope.
You know, Sarah and I would be willing to help out with that. I know you don't know us that well, but it wouldn't be the first time we've babysat.
I wouldn't say no to that, and Journey really trusts you guys, so I think I can trust you as well.
All right. Just let us know whenever you need a hand. I should probably get back to work, though. These walls aren't going to reinforce themselves.
Okay. I guess I'll talk to you again later?
Yeah. I'll bring you a beer and we can chat more.
That sounds good. See you later, then.
It's a date.
What? What?
I'm just joking. See you later.
Everything here seems almost normal. Minus the dead just beyond the walls, and the threat of raiders declaring war. The people here are nice. Everyone's been super helpful and kind. I don't want to see any of them get hurt. Maybe there is something I can do to help. I'll have to run a few things by Cameron, though. I should show him some of the goodies that I found a while back. Hopefully, he'll understand the plan I have in mind.
Brian, come on in.
Thanks, Julie. How's everyone doing?
Brian, we're good. What'd you think of our settlement?
I take it your talk with Cameron went well.
It went good, and this place is put together a lot better than I originally thought. Everyone has been really nice, and they all seem to work together really well.
It wasn't always easy, but we all managed.
Yeah, it took a lot of work, but once everyone pulled together, things started going smoothly.
And then those Raider assholes showed up.
I think I might have an idea regarding that situation.
Really?
Yeah. We should talk to Cameron later and see what he thinks.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
Where's Journey?
Oh, she went to change Hope real quick. That little girl is way too adorable.
You should have heard her laughing earlier. John was making all sorts of goofy faces, and it just made her crack up.
I can't remember the last time I laughed like that. It was really funny.
Damn! I can't believe I missed it.
We'll probably have a lot more moments like that, so don't worry.
I don't know. It was one of those things you just couldn't stop. Kind of like that laughing baby video on YouTube.
I remember that one. It was so cute.
Now I'm even more upset I missed it.
There we go. See, I told you. He was out here. Hey, Brian. How was it?
It was good. I was actually going to see if you wanted to go out for a little bit. I can take Hope out with us, too.
She'd probably enjoy that. Getting some fresh air and the sun on our skin. It's a good thing I just changed her.
Before we go, I need to talk to you about tomorrow.
Okay, what is it?
Cameron wants you to go with him on the supply run, right?
Yeah, I was going to see if you'd watch her again tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I can help too. When it comes to her, I'm always willing to help.
John said you'd be willing to help. I appreciate that.
It's no problem.
Sounds like it's settled. Are you sure you want to do this? I understand if you don't.
I'm sure. Besides, Cameron made a good point.
What point was that?
He figured since I have bites like he does, it makes it a lot safer not bringing anyone else along, especially with the Mistwalker type. Plus, if we run into anything, we can bail as quick as possible.
He's had that mindset ever since we lost Trevor. He ran into one of them. They ran, but Trevor turned just from breathing it in.
After that, Cameron started going solo.
I can see why.
His first trip out, he managed to snag some gas masks. After that, he came up with a plan of action for how to deal with them. All the guards here have a mask at their lookouts. Everyone else gets into a nearby building. It's not perfect, but it works.
It seems like a logical plan. I know it can be risky out there, but I need to do this.
Okay, if that's what you decide. Just be careful, okay?
I will. Like I said, if we see any trouble, we'll turn right around.
Mind if we join you guys outside?
Not at all. Here, Brian, you want to carry her?
Yeah. Hi. Hi, did you have fun while I was gone? It sounds like you did. All right, everyone ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Lead the way. It really is amazing what you guys have done.
We do what we can. We even have some school time for the kids and a lot of survival training. You can't ever be too prepared. We want to make sure these kids understand what's really going on and teach them ways to stay safe.
It's a good idea. They are the next generation, and they will have a lot of things to learn about this world now.
No kidding. There's a lot we don't even know.
So much has gone wrong, but here it's like you're building it all back.
That's the idea. Our hope is to make a place where we can all thrive. And there's also the possibility of more people showing up.
With everything happening right now, though, it's not as safe as we were hoping.
Well, that could always change. Have you guys had contact with them at all?
Other than the one time they showed up with demands, no. After that, we started to scout them out to see if they were truthful or not.
I'm worried about what they're capable of.
We'll be fine. We can handle it.
They don't stand a chance.
Hey, Brandon. We should go have a talk with Cameron real quick.
You want to do that now?
Might as well. I still have to let him know I'm in for tomorrow.
You bringing her with?
I can take her for a bit.
You sure you don't mind?
It's not a problem. I'd love to help.
Sarah's really good with kids. Plus, I'll be here too.
You didn't want to come?
Nah, I'll meet Cameron later. You guys go do your thing.
All right. We'll make it quick. Ready, Brandon?
I got her.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Brian, Brandon, what can I do for you?
Well, I talked it over with Journey, and I'm willing to give you a hand tomorrow.
Great news. What about you, Brandon?
Well, Brian wanted me to come because he thinks he might have an idea for something.
Oh. And what's that?
Well, it's a last resort plan if things come to the worst. I'm guessing they'll send a small unit to see if you're willing to agree to their terms.
I'm assuming the same. What's your point?
Do you have any experience with explosives?
A little. Why?
Well, on my travels, I found a few bricks of C4 and some remote detonators. I figured if we set them up in a few spots, we can cause some damage to their numbers if it comes to it.
What the hell? How'd you get your hands on that?
I found it in an abandoned quarantine zone that was overrun. There was a lot more, but I didn't want to carry it all.
You are just full of surprises, aren't you? I think we can find the right spots to make a good show.
Good. I'll bring them by in the morning.
So that's the big plan, huh? At least it might level the playing field in more ways than one.
We can go over it more tomorrow. Why don't you guys go relax? We have a lot to do tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Can do. See you in the morning, Cameron.
This has been a Mudwalker production. Written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian. Jennifer Johnson as Journey. Joshua Johnson as John. Gabe Hodge as Brandon. Andrea Carnegie as Sarah. Samantha Feltz as Julie. Gordon Baker as Cameron and Clint. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for all future updates. The links are in the show notes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.